Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And we are back, Steelers fans, for part two of the Scobro Show. This is...
I want to know how many people actually counted how many times they
blinked their eye. I don't even know
if I did. That in a live chat, if you actually counted how many times you blinked.
Yeah, there's too much glare on my glasses. But I am Dave Schofield, co-editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, and my big brother Rich, who is now a contributor at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, joining me as he has for every Tuesday for almost a year. Been almost a year since you started. It was the bye week last year. This is our show. This is what we do. We are talking Steelers. We just finished talking about the game that was. Now we get to get into the news. Now we get to talk into about the game that's coming, supposedly.
Let's get that supposedly stuff out of the way here first, and then let's talk as if we're actually playing a game.
Because that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about the issue at hand. And then we're gonna do what the Steelers have to do, prepare as if the game's coming anyway. So, as we brought up at the beginning of the show, if you weren't here with us to start, that there were three players and five team personnel that tested positive for COVID as part of Monday's tests.
Not for the Steelers, for the
Tennessee Titans.
Yes.
After their trip to Minnesota. There was one assistant coach that didn't make the trip in the first place because of a test. Okay.
You might have to go check something.
What's that?
Well, come on, go up there.
Well, honestly, there's been announcements like crazy all over that it's on until it's not. And honestly, that's been the NFL stance so far, is that they keep announcing that the games are on as we evaluate things.
I think we will know a lot more tomorrow.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm going to sit here and just double-check to make sure. You know what? If it did, someone would have sent something in our Slack channel, I think. If there would have been something official.
It's on the ESPN stack. It was right at the top.
Okay. It says what?
It said source that it will be played.
Well, on Sunday at 1 o'clock? Or did it say it will be played?
Hold on. I'm trying to scan the story real quick. Give me a second.
Because, I said this before, I wrote this article behind the steelcurtain.com. You can go look for it there. It's on our Facebook page. Got shared like crazy all over Facebook. It's actually on the SB Nation main page as well, that I came up with some possible scenarios. I just did it on my own.
Okay. Ready? So, while no official decision has yet been made about the Titans game Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers in Nashville, mm-hmm. the NFL wants and intends to have that game played.
So, in other words, there's there's no more news. That's them bringing up another story.
Yep.
So what my article was about was I said these are things that they could do. And I basically did three of them. So of the possible scenarios. Scenario number one is they play the game at 1 o'clock as scheduled in Tennessee. I don't see them moving the game. They could do that, but that's just a whole nother factor there. So I see them having the game at 1 o'clock because it's when it's supposed to, because that's why they have the expanded rosters, the expanded practice squads, and all this. So far, it's only three players. If it doesn't go beyond the three players, then they're probably fine. The problem is if you get into 17 players, and that's what we just don't know about yet. So the one option is that they continue to play. Now, the biggest thing is it has been reported that the Titans are not allowed in their facility until Saturday. So that means they don't get to do any kind of on-field practice. They will do virtual meetings. So they will do – you're still going to get – yes, on-field practice is important, but also so is the game planning practices as well. They'll get to be able to do that. So some people are saying, is there a competitive – you know, disadvantage to the Titans because they can't practice till Saturday. Yeah, it would be almost impossible to say that there isn't. But that's not really the Steelers' fault. The Steelers are still going to do what they need to do. Honestly, I wouldn't have been shocked if the NFL would have told the Steelers they couldn't practice. They had to do virtual practices just to make it even, which would have been messed up. But anyway, so the one option is to keep it where it is. The show must go on. That's what I call that section. Yes, the Titans would be disadvantaged. Then the other thing is they could move the game to Monday. This was my own thought, or even Tuesday at the latest. Tuesday's not good because you got a quick turnaround. That's even worse. It still is not as much the turnaround as going from Sunday to Thursday. But then I come out and find out later that this Tuesday thing's an option. So I'm like, ooh, I got that one. Don't know that they'd adjust the time of the Falcons-Packers game to make it a doubleheader. They could even do it as an afternoon game and try to televise it. Or they might just go at the same time, and it depends on where you are, which game you get. So that's option two. Option three, which was one I figured out on my own, and then all of a sudden other people were reporting this as well, like, but because it makes sense. Anyone who looks at the schedule could figure this out, is that – was it last? It was 2 years ago, I think, where the I might be off. It might have been last year, where it was the Buccaneers and the Jaguars. I'm not sure, but it was two Florida teams.
Yeah.
There was a hurricane.
Yes.
And one of the options was they could have played, and Heinz Field was actually considered an option because the Steelers were on the road week one. That they could play somewhere else. But because both teams had the same bye week, they moved the game to their bye week, and they got no bye week throughout the season. It started off the season. Someone will tell me in the live chat what year that was because I didn't look it up. But the Steelers and Titans don't have the same bye week. The Steelers' bye week is week 8. The Titans' bye week is week 7. But who do the Steelers play in week 7? They play the Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers have the same bye week in week 8. I knew that going into it because, one, I look ahead because a lot of times when the Ravens run by, I can get the Steelers game. So them being on bye the same week didn't really help me. That's one. And two, sometimes the Steelers actually move up in the standings when they don't play because the rest of the AFC North loses. And that I said that can't happen this year because the Ravens don't play either. So I knew they had the same bye week. You could move the Steelers-Ravens game to week 8. The Steelers play the Titans in week 7, and they have to have a bye here in week 4. Does this stink? Yeah.
Oh, a lot of people add, then that would move the Ravens bye week just a week earlier.
Yeah, So the Raven, so they would be I don't know if this works with their stadium scheduling or anything like that, if there's a problem with it. But all that would do would adjust their bye week up 1 week. And they would play the Steelers, and then the Steelers have to play the Titans, and then play the Ravens coming out of their bye. That would stink. Having your bye this early with the players already doing a regular week of prep, that would stink for the players. A lot of this doesn't work well for the players, and I know a lot of people on social media complain about that. But you know what? it's better than the alternative of not playing games. I didn't even throw out the other option out there that some have thought of.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
I got to bring this up.
Gotcha.
So Andrew said we can't have our bye week switch around playing 13 weeks straight. Is
used to happen all the time.
Didn't we have a couple years in there where the teams number of teams were odd? So there was a team on bye every single week.
That's what it was. We remember that from fantasy football, of course.
Correct.
What year did the Cleveland Browns come back into the league? That was 99, correct? When the Browns came back. And then the Texans came in 2003, correct?
I think so.
I might be off in those years. It was those years in between, there was an odd number of teams. There was teams that had a bye every week.
There was a team that had a bye week one.
There was people that had a bye the week one. Teams that had a bye week 17. I remember because from our fantasy football, you'd like, well, do you really want to take a player that's going to be on bye in the last week of the season or in the last week of fantasy when you'd be having your championship and here you're not going to have them because of the way the bye works? I looked at that when I went to draft. Yep. Then I remember in 2001 that all got moved because the entire NFL's week two schedule got moved to the end of the season.
Right.
So that's one of those things that they've done before. I remember the Steelers had a bye in week three. They've had a week three bye before. What stinks isn't having it so early. It's getting partway through your week and then finding out you have it. That would be the worst.
Yeah, that's what would be rough.
There's a lot of people, and I'll remember, this is just people on social media. So sometimes just because you're the one who types it and you're the most vocal doesn't mean you speak for the majority. We know that's true all the time with various things in life. But there were a lot of people online that I saw saying, the Titans should just have to forfeit. They should just have to forfeit.
No.
That's like the last thing the Steelers want.
No.
No. No. I didn't even put that as a scenario in there. No. We're not, you know, it's not going to be a forfeit. That's not the way they're going to do. The other option teams asked, hey, what about in baseball when it was two teams? They paired up the other two teams. The problem is the two teams involved are the Titans and the Vikings. And who do the Vikings play this week? The Texans, who the Steelers just played. So that just goes.
You and I said earlier, we'll just turn it into a home and home. So
yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, you don't get very many home and homes in the NFL. Whenever you do, it goes from the last week of the season to the first week of the playoffs. If it just so happens to work out that way, where the two teams play each other again, but in a different location. So you want to play the game. Honestly, if they moved it to Monday, that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. I don't like the Steelers having a short week going into the next week, but I'd rather do that than any other alternative. I would rather do that than to have them move their bye around. What's your preference here with this? Out of those different scenarios, which one would you prefer the most versus the least?
Okay, we'll prefer the most. Play the game Sunday at 1:00.
Yeah, same here. Yep. So,
Prefer the least, move the game all the way to Tuesday.
Yeah. So you would even prefer switching the bye over that one?
I don't want to say if I necessarily prefer it, but I would see the NFL going for that before moving somebody all the way to Tuesday. That just really messes things up.
Teams plan out their strategies based even on the bye week and the quarters of the season. You know, you look at that first quarter, the second quarter, all that stuff. And it's not like you can't do it, but it does change the way you approach things.
So those tests were taken after the game on Sunday.
And they were taken on Monday because there's no game day testing.
That's right. So that happened Monday morning and they got the results back today. You know, they tested everybody again today.
Well, yes, and
not only that, we will know a lot tomorrow.
Tomorrow, because not only that, some people are like, oh, they could be false positives. No, they ran. There's a test that takes a long time, and there's the letters, and I'm going to mix up the letters, so I'm not even going to try. There's the longer test that they use, and then there's a shorter test. The NFL does not use the shorter test because it's unreliable. It's not as reliable as the other one. And the last thing they want is too many false positives. But they use the fast test to then try to back up any other test that they do that's the longer test. So anytime there's a positive from the long test, they instantly turn around and do the short test now. That's something that they started after the whole Matt Stafford situation from training camp. So they do that. So they instantly had positives from both tests, you know, within an hour of each other or whatnot. Right. Once they got the first results, because then they run the second one. So that's not going to be an issue. Is it false positives? The question is, did it spread? And the thing is, people are like, you don't want to put the Steelers in danger. I completely understand you don't want to put the Steelers in danger. But by Saturday, you will know if anyone, you know, even if it takes a while for them to test positive, by Saturday, you will know. Now, here's another thing. I don't want to get too much into the science of it because I don't want to be controversial or anything, but I'm just going to go based on science stuff that I read. And for those of you that are wondering, my degree is in science. I am by degree a physicist, woohoo, just like you are by degree a mathematician.
And we both sit on here and do, you know, Steeler podcast.
Yeah. And say, what do? We sit on here and do Steeler podcast. So it is believed that that asymptomatic people, there is a level of the amount of virus that people have. And if you are asymptomatic, in a lot of cases, it means you don't have the same amount of the virus as other people do. The more you have of it, the worse you are. Okay. It, you know, just like other diseases. So therefore, if all the people that had it are asymptomatic, then that means the likelihood of them having a high enough dosage to spread exponentially is limited. So right. It could be that
spread, but not exponentially.
The question is, did the people that caught it, did they catch it from each other, or did they all catch it from the same other person? Because if they caught it from each other, you're dealing with a different issue, because then you know that the people that have it, you know, those eight people are at a more of a have a higher ability to spread it to those people they were in contact with. But if they all caught it from the same person, then they might not have the same, you know, contagiousness of it. As all a possibility. These are things we don't know, but these are things that are important to know. Ezra says his brain is hurting. So do you think we covered that enough now, Rich? Do you think we could talk about what happens if they get to play this game?
When we play on Sunday, because I hate to tell you that we're playing Sunday.
Yes.
So I have a feeling that they got it under control there. And if they got it under control and it's just the three players, the game will go on.
Three players and five staff. You got to remember five staff because but you don't know what. All I heard about the five staff members is two things. They weren't all coaches and they weren't no coaches.
Yeah.
So some of them were coaches. That's it. So that is that. Coming up this week, I tell you, I'm going to break this down a little bit more on Thursday morning Stat Geek podcast. So if you're listening to this in audio form, you're probably already possibly listening to those. If you're watching this on YouTube and you're not listening to our audio only platform that you can get anywhere podcasts are available, that, you know, Apple Podcasts, I don't even know all of them, Stitcher, Pandora. I don't know. I listen to them
right on the website.
Oh yeah, you can get them right on the website. You know what? I listen to them on the purple button on my iPhone. That's where mine is. So, and that's where the majority of people that listen to them. It is through there. That I'm going to talk about this more on stacking. But if you're not listening to those, you can't miss Jeff Hartman's Let's Ride that he does three times a week. Those are great. I haven't caught today's live mic yet because I did an awful lot of writing and an awful lot of covering of news today. That it's been a little bit busy. But one thing I'm going to dive into a little bit more in StatGeek is when this schedule came out, I originally picked the Steelers to lose this game. And the reason that I did is because I felt that Tennessee's offensive strength was our defensive weakness. But that is not how the Steelers defense is playing in 2020. Right now, this is a strength on strength issue. This is the running game of Tennessee against the run defense of the Steelers. So I'm not nearly as concerned as I was about this game originally. I still think it's going to be a tough game, a tough matchup. It's like a 1.5 point spread right now in favor of the Steelers. When this opened up in not April, it was May when the schedule came out, it was 2 points in favor of the Titans. So it's moved a little bit in their way. What do you think about this matchup? What stands out to you the most about this upcoming matchup, Rich?
Our ability to stop Derrick Henry and our ability to put pressure on Ryan Tannehill.
There you go. Hasn't that kind of been what's been going on for the last 3 weeks? The ability to stop.
Wasn't that what we talked about week one?
Yeah.
Stop Saquon Barkley, knock Daniel Jones around.
Yeah.
Okay. Same blueprint. Let's just go with it.
Yeah.
We stop Derrick Henry, get pressure on Tannehill, good things could happen.
Now I'm going to ask you a question. Ryan Tannehill had a good season, good turnaround last year, comeback player of the year. Is he the best quarterback the Steelers will face in 2020?
No.
I don't think so either, because hands down that distinction goes to
Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson. I'm sorry, the Steelers did some stuff to stymie them in the second half. I don't know if they did it more to stymie Watson or if they did to stymie the Texans attack, you know, game plan. Well, just say coaching staff, even that. Deshaun Watson is a fantastic quarterback. Man, oh man, if he had more,
you're bringing that up and it takes you back to something else right now. Sorry, I got to get off topic on the Steelers for just a second. Okay. Yeah. I have to hop off the Steelers talking about Deshaun Watson because they brought it up on the game watching last night. And I feel so bad for the Chicago Bears. Mm-hmm. Several years ago, traded up to the number two pick and took Mitchell Trubisky and left Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes out there to be drafted later.
Quote the Clemson head coach, Jimbo Fisher, he said, if the Cleveland Browns do not take Deshaun Watson with the number one overall pick, they will regret it.
And they are.
Yeah. So, he's a fantastic quarterback. So that's less to worry about, but you got Derrick Henry. But look, it's not like the Steelers have not gone up against good running backs to start the season. Saquon Barkley, who I thought might be the best running back they faced, and we saw what happened there. Melvin Gordon, who's had the best day of rushing so far against the Steelers in this year.
Yep.
And it wasn't that amazing. And then David Johnson, who until this week was, you know, doing very well in Texas, you know, in Houston for the Texans. And he's, you know, he's getting up there, but he's still shown what he can do this year. I think the biggest difference with Tennessee is the ability of their offensive line. I think that's going to be, in my opinion, the best offensive line that the Steelers have faced this year, hands down, no doubt. Now, I know there's some question if their left tackle is going to be available. Taylor Lewan, right? Is it Taylor? I know it's Lewan. I think I got the first name right. I just know him as Lewan. He's one of the best in the game, and he's dealing with an injury that might keep him out a game or two, but it's not going to be long-term, which they thought it could have been right there. But this is going to be the best offensive line the Steelers are going up against. So what do you think? What do you see? Because Double H said it right there. Tennessee's line is gimpy right now. People said the same thing about the Steelers in week two. You know, so there we go.
Wasn't it Indianapolis last year who was supposedly the best offensive line in football?
Yeah.
And you saw what we did when we played them, right?
Well, and
so now you don't throw any offensive line out there and make me say, oh my gosh, our poor defense is going to really not be able to do anything. Sorry. You may, we may not be, you know, seven sacks worthy on Tennessee.
Yeah.
But, to see anything where our defensive line gets stymied for the game, no.
Yeah. We have a guest here. We have Tennessee Titans Weekly.
Why, hello, Tennessee Titans
Weekly. Hello, Tennessee Titans Weekly. If this is Tennessee Titans Weekly, I would very much like to get in contact with you after this show as fast as possible. My Twitter handle is there on the screen. STLR Superfan Dad. If you just say at gmail.com after the same thing, except of course take the ad off at the beginning, that's my email address. Please reach out to me. We're still trying to shape up our Know Your Enemy podcast for tomorrow night with Michael Beck and Jeffrey Benedict. And I don't know that we have anything set in stone yet. So I would like to really reach out to Tennessee Titan Weekly if that's who you are, and to see what we could do there. So This is, I love it when people from the team that the Steelers are playing come in here, A, know what they're talking about, and B, come in with a let's talk football. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It drives me nuts when you get uninformed fans.
Don't say fans. Uninformed trolls. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they come over and they're typically either wearing bran or purple.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Ronan had to call me out. Did I say the wrong name? Did I say Jimbo Fisher?
You said Jimbo Fisher. Jimbo Fisher. I was wondering.
Wrong.
I was all over my face with an O. Jimbo Fisher.
Jimbo Fisher say that for? Yeah. All this college football that I watch, I have to admit. So, gotta love it. So I really do think that's going to be the thing to watch this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, don't get me wrong. That's going to be
Tennessee's running game and their offensive line going up against the Steelers' defensive front, both in the run game and protecting the quarterback. So I'm going to have some numbers to back that up a little bit on StatGeek for Thursday morning. So make sure you definitely check that out. Rich, anything on the other way around? What about anything stand out with the Steelers' offense that you want to mention up?
What, the offense? Just keep spreading the ball around.
Yeah.
We are so, I don't want to say we're unpredictable. It's not that we're unpredictable, but just it can come from anywhere. The lightning could strike from anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel about our offense right now in terms of playmakers that we have on that side of the ball.
Yeah. I've got to bring up a question here because, now I lost it because Ryan wants to know. A lot of people said this. Ryan Kelly wants to know. Had they said which three players got it? There were three players that were put on the reserve COVID list by the Titans today. One is a tight end, not their main tight end. Another was, I think, a linebacker. The other was their long snapper, who has been their long snapper.
Nose tackle, Daquan Jones, long snapper.
Nose tackle. I know
what Bo Brinkley and practice squad tight end, Tommy Hudson.
Okay. I knew it was a reserve tight end. I didn't realize it was all the way down to a practice squad. Yep. But remember, practice squad guys are traveling with the teams just in case.
Yes.
So I knew the biggest, the most significant one was the long snapper. I knew that one. So I'm just hoping there's a game. Like I said, if it's on Monday, it's on Monday. You know, throws off our podcasting schedule a little bit. If that's the case, hey. Steelers hangar is going to be
up your now. Podcasting schedule a little bit, not mine.
So
I'll still be here on Tuesday night.
You'll still be not if the Steelers are playing at this time.
You said if they play on Monday night.
They play on Monday because, you know, they do say Tuesday is the possibility as well. I don't know. I'd have to look that up if an NFL game's ever been played on a Tuesday. Although I have to say, I did the Steelers six pack that we do on the website Friday nights, where we ask six questions for people to talk about. At least four of them are Steelers related. The other two could be just like life in general or your fandom or whatnot. The one question I asked is, is what's your favorite kickoff time for the Steelers since they have so many 1 o'clock games in a row? Do you like the night games? Do you like the late afternoon games? I got a great answer to that question. Do you want to know what it was?
What's that?
6:20.
6:20.
What kicks off every year at 6:20? That would be that game played in February. Oh. I'm like, that's a great, and they didn't explain it all. They just put 6:20. I'm like, yes, what a great answer. So this is a big game. That's the thing that's crazy about this. All this COVID stuff going on, this is a huge matchup.
Oh, with big, game. Big game for both teams. 2-3-0 teams coming in.
Only 3-0 teams facing off. Only undefeated teams facing off this weekend. So, I mean, honestly, the NFL might just say, hey, let's throw that on the Monday anyway. That's, you know, I'm surprised that this will be the first game where I live that is not available for me to watch on TV.
Oh, poor baby.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to go.
You're going to have to come up and spend the weekend up here, right?
Yeah, I'm probably going to head on over to one Brian Anthony Davis house. But I don't know. Every time I go over there, the Steelers lose and someone gets hurt. So I would.
Wait. If the live chat has, you know, kind of banned Kyle from going to games because they lose every time he goes.
None of those things.
If they lose and somebody gets hurt when you go to Brian's house, you're not going to Brian's house.
Hey, like I've said,
go to Jeff's.
The Steelers won the Super Bowl in the 2005 season only because my stuffed leather football, we figured out the correct combination of who had to be holding it when the team was on offense or defense. Or if they're kicking, and if there was a change of possession, the ball had to be in the air during the change of possession. We figured all that out in the playoffs in order for the Steelers to win the Super Bowl. So you're welcome. But these are the things that we do that we that is just fun. So, and honestly, I almost tweeted out that the reason that the Texans didn't score, you know, they went 3-and-out on their opening drive because that's what they've done every opening drive this season. So would the Steelers, but they changed that on Monday. But when they came and scored a touchdown on the next drive, I almost put it on Twitter, say, I'm sorry, this is my fault. I didn't get my game socks on in time. I looked down and realized they weren't on. So that's just kind of how we work as fans. It's how we think. So, Rich, there was an awful lot of talk about. We brought up some stuff from the live chat as we went on tonight. We don't really have the time because of all the things that were up in air for the game this week to just go to questions, but I'll click on some when I'll ask you what I ask you every week. What is your prediction for this game on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? And if it gets moved to a different week, we won't hold you to that same prediction. What do you got?
I wasn't off by too much last week, just for the record.
Oh yeah.
I picked the ever fun 29.
That's right.
I have fun picking weird numbers.
I was 27-17 because I had mistakenly picked the under and couldn't go any higher for the Steelers. So,
you know, just because I have fun with numbers. That's like, yeah, my wife and I, yeah, Renee and I were sitting here the other night and randomly Alex texts a number to Renee and it was 127. And I took like 3 seconds and told her to reply, what is a prime number? You know?
I got to start clicking on these, so you better give yours.
Okay, I'm going 30-20 Steelers.
30-20. Okay, yeah. You're going to nice round numbers. Nice round numbers. Donald has 17-12. Unless it says otherwise, I'm assuming these are Steelers.
Yep.
Okay. Ezra's got 20.
That's a good one, Ezra. I like that one.
That is a good one. And then you know, Cree comes with one of my favorite one, pain, lots of pain. Dusk Thunder, 27-24 Steelers. I always love this one. As long as we win and no injuries. Okay. Looks like the Steelers are going to be without both Derek Watt and Marcus Allen this week. Watt's going to miss a couple games. Derek Watt. Some people flipped out because a local Pittsburgh newspaper had accidentally wrote TJ Watt on the headline of the sports page online, not other printed one. And then Allen has some plantar fasciitis. He's most likely going to miss. So still looking. Double H said if they play 30-17, Steelers, Pittsburgh. Did you hit? You're messing me up. Says that he hit 30 this week. Okay. Is that Recco?
Recco Parsons.
Okay. Steelers 30, Titans 28. That's a good one. Nice. You know, the question is, do the, with that one, I wonder, is it, do the Steelers kick a field goal to win? Do the Titans miss a field goal? Do the Titans have the ball? You know, I like it when the Steelers take a knee. That's one of my favorite. Okay. I'm not even going to try to say this one. 31-23.
I like this one.
Steelers 2, Titans 0. Didn't we get that one? What, did we get a 3-2 at one point? I think.
I'm not sure.
Mark Tobin 20-14. Kathy asked a quick question. I do got to bring it up. Deontay not in the concussion protocol. He is in the concussion protocol. So he's got to work through that, through practice, through getting on the field and things like that this week. Deontay says he's fine, but you've got to pass the test by the NFL. Yeah. And so that you've really, it's really hard to judge that one. Okay. So with that, we've kind of gone over a little bit tonight, Rich. Anything you want to say before I give the quick rundown?
Steelers playing Sunday.
No, that's how we end the show. You messed it up. You blew it.
No, I did not.
Sorry.
You're not supposed to. You're supposed to then just start and do the rundown, and then we're supposed to
rundown.
You kick it to me at the no.
Just make sure you. This is what happens when brothers get together. It's good thing we're not playing wiffle ball. All right.
Yeah, because I'll be chasing you with a bat. So.
For all your Steelers needs, make sure you're checking out BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. It really is your one-stop shop for all things Pittsburgh Steelers. We've got it all there. As things break, we'll get the information out to what's going on with the Steelers game. Make sure you're checking out the full family of podcasts, because we've got the YouTube shows in the evening that run around noon each the following day. Yes, we are going streaking, Ezra. Continue with that sack streak and then that turnover streak. That was nice.
But most importantly, the win streak.
The win streak. There you go. And I already mentioned the audio platform. So make sure you're tuning into all those things. Hey, thank you. We already had over 100,000 followers on Facebook. Now we passed 100,000 likes. And we also hit 6,000 followers on YouTube. You guys are doing great. We couldn't do this without you. Live chat, once again, definitely can't do it without you all. You all really brought it again tonight. Hopefully I'm going to get to hear from our Tennessee. I can't remember exactly what they were called again in there. So, Rich, hopefully we're back next Tuesday talking about a Steelers game. Hopefully we're talking about another Steelers win. You ready for this? I am. From BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, co-editor Dave Schofield, you are my big brother, and we will see you all next week when we get to talk about more Pittsburgh Steelers.
Can't wait.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.